Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Our God is alive and well on earth today. He is active. He is walking in every continent, in every nation, in the island of the seas, in every city, in every home, in every town, in every heart. The living God is active and walking. And those who have eyes to see can see. And those who have the heart to understand can understand that God is not silent. And our God is speaking today. He is speaking to those who are open and willing and ready and have a hearing ear and understanding heart. God is speaking today to the nations. He is warning. He is sounding an alarm to every land, every nation, every kindred and tongue. There are signs in the heavens, there are signs on earth, there are signs everywhere that what the Bible says will happen will surely happen. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, the hope of humanity, is coming back to earth again. All he spoke, all he said in prophecy while he was physically here on earth, he is coming to pass before our eyes. Now, many will not know, many will not understand. They will interpret it in their own way and give it their own explanations. Yet, if you read the Bible, if you have the Holy Spirit of God in you, and if you are really well taught in the scriptures, you will know that we are at the very end of the end of the end. The end is here before us. Christ is coming. God is a patient and wonderful Heavenly Father. But a time comes when he must bring something to an end. He will never allow evil and sin and wickedness and rebellion to last forever. There is time for everything. There is time for mercy. There is time for judgment. You know, so God is in that season where he is rounding up his walk on earth. He's rolling the carpet of creation. He's shaking all that can be shaken, so that what cannot be shaken might remain. And so, my brothers, my sisters, and friends, wherever you are today, open up your heart and receive the word of God, which is able to build you up and prepare you for what is about to happen. Our God is coming. The nations of the world are shaking. Man is trying to regain control. Man is losing control every day. This physical world is about to be entered the womb of the invisible world. Because everything you see came out of the invisible, and they will go back again to the invisible. Judgment is coming, but those who know Jesus Christ and trust and believe in him, they will be granted the grace to escape of the evil that is coming on earth today. Christ is coming. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you care if you end up in heaven or hell? Some don't care anymore. Well, if you love your soul, you might as well care, because it's going to hurt. Big time, gonna hurt. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we just thank you again for this time today in this broadcast to share your word together. Father, I pray that you draw many to listen to what your spirit is saying today to the nations of the world and to the church. Thank you for the anointing of your presence. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me use me to speak to your people in your wisdom, in your counsel, and in your power. In Jesus' name, grant everyone light and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise be to God. To God be the glory. Now, I want to begin here. I was sharing before on the seed of continuity. Out of the ruins of destructions, you find something that you can pick up and out of the ruins. You know, you can see the wars going on everywhere now, and the destructions and earthquakes and catastrophe. People could go to a home that is totally, completely ruined. I mean, I have seen when a building collapses and everybody dies. And in a few days, they will pick up a six-month-old baby in the rubble of a destroyed building. I mean, this is totally, completely impossible. Six-month-old baby, everybody's dead. The hospital there is destroyed, and now you pick up a six-year-old boy out of the rubble of a destroyed, everything is dead and destroyed. And out of that little, that heap of destruction, life emerges. What is that saying to us? God is alive and well. He preserves the seed of continuity. And Father, I pray today and take an authority over the devil and over his works in every influence, in every attack, in anyone watching today, in any way trying to destroy their lives. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I cover everyone watching with the blood of Jesus Christ. Glorify your name, Father, and magnify your power. You are amazing, God. Out of the ruin of destruction comes the voice of life. Out of that situation that looks completely desperate, and you've given hope that nothing else, nothing good can come out of this. Nothing good. Just forget it. It's over. Nothing good. I am telling you that God will preserve the seed of continuity. Out of the ruin of your fall, of your pain, or whatever you are going through, if you will open your eyes and listen to God, He will show you out of that ruin, He is able to make something glorious and wonderful. Everywhere on earth there is a heap of ruin and debt and destruction, inflation, families broken, hopelessness, pain and anguish, tears flowing like a river. But our God is a mighty comforter, and He knows how to turn the ashes of ruin into something that can bring joy and gladness. Out of your own fall and weaknesses and mistakes and even sins, God is able to make something good out of your destruction. And you can pick up and hear the voice of life in the heap of ruin. Hallelujah. There are many lives out there, ruined lives, families, hopes, businesses, just gone down. And you just say, what else am I living for? What's the hope of me living? I'm speaking to you today by the word of the Lord. You're going to hear the voice of life coming out of the ruins of destruction. God still does miracles today. He still heals today. He still saves today. He still delivers today. He's still able to bring anyone out of the ruin of death and destruction today. When the devil thinks he has made an end of you, God brings something wonderful. When the devil thought maybe he has been able to silence Christ Jesus, at last, he's stirred up man out of jealousy, religious jealousy or whatever, and envy or whatever it is, and they put him to the nail on the cross and crucified him and nailed him, and he's dead, and buried. Wow. It looks as if that's it. The hope of humanity is over. Jesus Christ is dead. Who else will save them? He's finished. But you can see that on the third day, there was a resurrection. And I'm speaking today into your life, into your ruin, into your pain and shame and humiliation, that out of that ruin, out of that pain, let there come forth a resurrection of life. That hope spring forth. Let hope spring forth. That strength spring forth. And out of the darkness, light shine. In the midst of pain and sickness and disease, there comes healing. When you plant that seed in the ground, it dies. Out of death comes a new seed, a new harvest. I am speaking to you today that the dew of heaven will fall upon that which is sown in the ground, which seem to be dead and forgotten and abandoned, which when the devils think, at last I've shut them down, close their mouth. Oh, out of that death comes the resurrection. Our God is the God of resurrection. Death is not the end with God. It can be the end for man. If the devil thinks, okay, I killed him, but with God, there is a resurrection. And that's where we are today. Expect something. Expect something out of the ruin. Out of the destruction. God, there's a shaking. There's a quickening. There's something vibrating. What is that? What is coming there? What is that? Is God giving you a harvest out of the heap of ruins? When people have written you off and it's over, She's over. They are finished. That's the end of the matter. God said, no, I have the final word. Don't listen to your fear. Don't listen to the voice of your own negative feelings. Don't open up to negativism and pessimism. Listen to the voice of God speaking to you. I am still able to make something wonderful out of your life. Yes, you've fallen. Yes, you've hurt yourself and you've hurt others. Yes, you've made a lot of mistakes. And you feel that you are now not worth anything. But if you place your life in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, He can make something wonderful out of your ruin, out of your grief, out of your pain, out of your sorrow. He is a God of resurrection. There you remember in the book of John chapter 11, and here was Lazarus. And Lazarus was a friend. The Lord really loved this young man with the two sisters, Martha and Mary. And when he came, the man was already dead and buried. Dead and buried. You know, this is something that makes me fear God, you know. And because God will allow the devil and allow people to do the maximum they can do. Kill it. Bury it. Have you finished? Dead? Have you finished? Satan? Anything more you can do? Is that it? That's why he's God. You know, here, Mary, Martha and Mary wrote to the Lord, just say, him whom you love is sick. He didn't run to go to Lazarus right away. And by the time the Lord arrived there, Lazarus was already dead and buried for 4 days. 4 days. The Lord allows humans and the devils and the sin and that gossip, that blackmail, that mockery, that lies against you, that character assassination, God allows it to take its normal course. You may think He will stop it immediately. Many times not. You may think it's something in the middle. Okay, Lord, enough is on. Enough is enough now. That's you saying enough. God doesn't say enough. God allow people, humans, devils, enemies, many times, just to do the worst they can. And when God asks them, are you finished now? All right. Now watch me do what only me, God, can do. Hallelujah. I say to you this year in time, let go and let God. God can set you up so that He can show His mighty power and glory in your life and through your life. He will allow the devil to do his perfect work. Hurt you here, kill this, break this, tear this down. And it seems you have lost on every front. And all your friends abandon you and go. Nobody is again willing to give you a penny. Nobody trusts in you anymore. Maybe not even your wife. I mean, in Job's time, the wife said, you really just block her. Why don't you just, you know, do what normal men do and die? What are you still hoping for life? What are you going to live for? The kids are all there. The business is all finished. What are you still hoping that what's going to happen? Going to be a miracle? What is that? Where was God when that happened? Where was God when this happened? That's what many people are saying. Where was God when, where was, listen, God is still where He used to be. And He didn't fall asleep. He's well up. I mean, I've gone through some times. And He would say, God, stop it now. Stop them now, now, now. Stop this child now. Stop this daughter now. They are going too far, God. God said, let them go till they have nowhere else to go. Let the devil be the devil he is and devil himself out till his devil ends up. And then I'm going to start. Let him do his perfect job. Say, God, but nothing would remain after they do all that. I'll be finished. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And look what it says here in chapter 11 of John. I hope you know the story of Lazarus. In John 11. So here was the Lord coming after this man was already dead and buried. And here was Martha. Then said Martha unto the Lord Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. If you really came in time. Basically, if you came when we told you to come, when we when he was sick, I just informed you, but if he had rushed and fly and run to come quickly, this wouldn't have happened. You know, sometimes we want God to run it. God sometimes doesn't come in the middle of nothing. He doesn't even come in the beginning of the trouble. Many times, he doesn't come in the beginning of it. He doesn't even come in the middle of it. He comes after it. When everybody say, well, here we are, let's go home. We've done all our praying, we've done all we can do, we pray, we fast, we have Sunday seal, we are binding, loosing. Here we go. Let's all go home. It's over. It's finished. Sorry. Nothing happened. We pray, we believe God, and you know, we still, what else are you gonna expect? Now it's over. That's you have to understand. This is God's time is not your time. God's devil's time is not God's time. And God comes in his own time. When he comes in his own time, he makes all things beautiful. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and it was without void, without form and void. I mean, hellish darkness was plunged into the deep. As Lucifer was cast out of heaven, he plunged everything into darkness. God let him do it. Do the worst you can do, O Satan. Do it. Do your perfect job. God didn't stop him in the beginning. He didn't stop. I mean, I would say, when Lucifer was rebelling against God, when he didn't God know when that thing started? He should have stopped when he started. You know, he just, hey, stop. No, he didn't stop him. He let him keep going. He knows what he's doing, but he just keep quiet. Lord, he's ruining everybody. He's destroying everything here, Lord. Lord, are you seeing what we are seeing? The God hour. The God time, the God season. This is why many Christians and even preachers, they don't know the God time, the God hour. Well, if God would come, would have come. Well, if God would do this, he would have done it. Well, if God would, that's you talking. You can't address the Almighty in that way. His time is his time. When his time comes, he'll get it done. Many times he allow humans and the devil and their foolishness to run their course. Years ago, I was saying, Lord, when were you going to stop this? When will you stop this person and this people with all this gossip? When will you going to stop them? He said, leave them, let it run their course. I said, Lord, it's not enough now. He says, no, let them go the way till they have no more breath. Let them bring out the poison that is in their belly. Bring it out all. Let them vomit it out. When there's nothing anymore, they're okay. Because what took them 10 years to destroy, I will restore in 1 minute. All right. I hope I live to see it, Lord. Okay. I hope you know what I'm talking about there. And now look, and they said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if you have been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you shall ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, your brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. That he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I tell you, believe him unto death. Believe Jesus. Believe God unto death. When everything has died. At the last bread, at the last strength, the last penny, the last opportunity, the last chance, the last money, the last job, the last wife, the last husband, the last friend has gone. Everything is gone. They have pulled the carpet from under you and say, it's finished. And God said, okay, now watch me do my thing. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will step into that situation, that you will not stop believing and trusting him because of what you see, or that you think everything is over, that you will not stop believing. Because God hour, God moment, what it takes man and devil years to destroy, God can restore in a moment. Here was the Lord saying to Martha, you looking for the last day? I'm the day. I am the beginning, I'm the end. I am the resurrection and I am the life. I am that day you are waiting for, you are expect that day you are hoping. See, this is what happens about faith. Faith, hope, say, one day I hope so. Jesus said, I'm that day. That day you are hoping everything's going to be okay. That day I hope that you're going to be well, healed, delivered. I am that day. I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am that day you are waiting for. You're expecting and hoping. I am the fruit. I am your hope. I'm here. I'm here. So stop saying 10 years to come, 20 years to come, 50. No, I'm that day. I am the Ancient of Days. Your miracle is now. Wait no more. I've come, and today is your day. Today is the hour. This is your moment. I am that day. I'm that day you'll be hoping for. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Today, you're going to be well, whether you like it or not. I am here. He didn't tell Mary and Martha to believe anymore for the resurrection. They didn't believe in the resurrection. Just say, Lord, yeah, we know one day he's going to be well. One day he's going to come back to life, you know. Just say, I'm that day. I am that day. I am speaking to you today. The Lord is about to give you a miracle to that he never even imagined anymore. Something you thought was over completely, you'll be called back to the job that you thought you've lost and never will regain it again. I speak to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the miracle worker, the Almighty, the God with whom nothing is impossible. When they have told you this is the end, stop coming, you have no more chance here. I am speaking to you today. I am speaking live into that dead situation, that dead womb, that dead eye, that dead ear, that dead organ in your body. I'm commanding it right now in the name of Jesus Christ to come back to life now. In Jesus' name, and within 14 days, there's a reversal. Within 14 days in your situation. And Christ comes. That's a Christ hour. That's a God moment. I love death. Death and humans have done their all they can do. And here comes God. When everyone tongue thinks that everything's over, it's all the end, everything, our war is over, we are destroyed, we are finished, we are nothing again. Blah, 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 blah. God say, yeah, that's you talking, not me. When my moment comes, the Lord told his brothers and sisters, say, listen, my time is not your time. Your time is always, but my time comes. When my time comes, I get things done. And this is God hour. And we are stepping into a God hour. We are in the time where man's walk and man have seen the best he can do, the best he can achieve. And man is beginning to understand and listen, this world, we can't run it anymore. The best we can do is just to kill each other. There's nothing else. There's no more new. We just have to kill. There's 8 billion people. Let's find a way and kill 4 billion, not even 6. So the only 2 billion, the survival of the fittest. That's man. That's it. Let's get some folks here, systematically eliminate them, remove them out of the way, and then we build a new society. Because there's no way you can feed 8 billion people. How do where we live with all this climate change? Then let's just find a systematic way and eliminate this, eliminate that. Don't intervene there. Don't intervene here. Let them kill themselves. Let's just follow you and take over their land. Say, use them to do something. Let's. God is on the throne, and when God hour steps in, man's hour comes to an end. Even the devil and death has its own limit. Well, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. He didn't say, I believe my brother gonna rise again right now. He didn't say that. I've never seen that kind of thing happen. I mean, he's dead and buried for 4 days. He's talking about, this is beyond. But a time is coming when God don't even want faith from you anymore. He would do it in his own sovereign power. And that time, he didn't say, do you believe that I can raise your brother from the dead now? No, he wouldn't ask that. He would just say, stand here and watch it. Stand here and watch it. I was years ago preaching in a city there in Dobrich in Czech here, many years ago. And after we finished the meeting, we were just already loading equipment in the hall, in the crusade there. And I was already tired of the preaching, laying hands on people. I was already so tired, sitting down waiting. And then here comes a young boy and say, hey, preacher, can you pray for my grandma? I said, what's wrong with her? I said, oh, she's blind in both eyes. I said, hey, why don't you bring her on? Crusade is over. I'm just tired. I'm already leaving. He said, you know, I had to go bring her from a different city. And the transport was bad then. And before I got here, meeting is over. Oh, Lord, I'm so tired. You know what I mean? After preaching, praying for everybody, I'm just waiting there. They're loading the instruments. I heard the devil say to me, hey, you don't have to worry about this woman. You've already had a great crusade. What if she doesn't get well? But we had a great meeting. And that, you know, devil, what if he doesn't get well? That made me angry. I said, okay, devil, watch and see. Stand here and watch it. I stood up. I said, come here, mama. She came here. She's a Czech lady. And, you know, and I put my hand in. I was angry. The devil said, what if he doesn't get well? I said, okay, then what if she gets well? Stand here and watch it. Put my hand on those eyes and said, eyes in the name of Jesus Christ, open. Eyes popped open before the devil's eyes. And the man, I didn't know who was. He went and hugged my translator. The man says, no, it's not me. It's the black man that prayed for you. The woman said, oh. Like maybe that first time to see a black person, I don't know. You know, so, and she said, oh, I can see the flowers. So beautiful flowers. For the first time, I can see flowers. God's hour comes, and the devil's time disappears from the tent. We are serving a God of wonders and miracles. Here, the Lord said, "Open, take away the stone." And they say, "Lord, but it's been there for 4 days already." The Lord said, "Didn't I tell you, if you will believe, you shall see the glory of God?" When they took away the stone, the Lord Jesus stood there and said, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who was dead came forth, bound with the grave cloth. And he said, "Loose him and let him go." And today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when death and man have done all they can do, and killed and left and bound in the grave, floor, left in the grave, whatever that in that is dead, I command it today to be loosed in the name of Jesus. And hope come alive. And you see the wonders of God that you never imagined can be possible again. For with our God, nothing is impossible. The God hour is now. Trust God and see his glory made manifest in your life situation, in your family, in your business this year. I release God's blessings and peace. Come on, say with me, Lord Jesus, you are Lord, and I give my life to you. Forgive my sins, save my soul, and make me your own. Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Friend, come on, wake up. Wake up. Make that call today. Write that, send that text today. The info is on the screen. And God touch your heart today to sow a seed offering to keep this ministry in the air. I believe with all my heart, you will never regret it. And the same grace upon this ministry will be upon you. For me to get to where I am today, it took God. And it took take God to bring it to where I need to be. God bless you. And see you again very soon. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize you're a sinner, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sins. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.